Sorry, kids, no vacation this summer. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, Dreammakers? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It's Today in Mortgage. I got Rich Jefferson back with me here again today. Rich, summer's coming up. How's your vacation budget looking?
No vacation. Kids are going to college. Got to save my money.
My kids going to college. So, you know, everyone's looking into what is going to happen in the summer, but we're not really talking about specific summer vacation plans. We are talking about an article we found today in Redfin News. It says demand for vacation home mortgages fell 40% in 2023 as housing costs rose to record high. Rich, no surprise to me here, but what do you get first impressions from this article?
Well, I mean, it's like, duh. Yeah. Really? I mean, for one, second homes grew a lot, but it was mainly the pandemic migration stuff, right? And people wanted, especially from California, which California was on severe lockdown. So a lot of those folks wanted a little more freedom and they bought second homes in Idaho and, you know, everywhere, including Texas. In fact, Austin was the highest, and they, of course, have seen the biggest drop in second home sales.
Yeah, it says here the Bay Area and also in Austin saw huge drops. Other places, you know, not so big. But I think that's true what you're saying about people being on lockdown. Also, there's a lot of free money flowing. People can put that towards that down payment. And also, money was very cheap. If you recall, we had really low interest rates at the time. So it was very appealing to kind of invest that money into a second home. There's a chart here that we'll throw up on the screen, and it kind of shows over time. But Rich, what are we looking at in this chart? Obviously, like you said, high levels during that pandemic, but kind of normal before that. And where are we at now?
Yeah, I mean, we're still low. I mean, it's super, super low. And for good reason, because the FHFA, who's the federal regulator and oversees Fannie and Freddie, who are the conventional, for those who don't know, they're conventional lending. That's where most of the business is sold to. So what they did to kind of curb it, they're worried about exposure to all of these second homes that have been financed. What they did was to try to slow the roll, they put on what we call in the business loan level price adjustments. And we don't like them at all, but the FHFA put on these big hits for Fannie and Freddie to help kind of slow the roll, make it more expensive to finance those homes. So that really did a number on the market. And not to mention, we need those homes that people were buying as second homes. We do need them as primary homes for other folks. So that was one of the other reasons too, because housing is, we've got such a shortage in the United States. And that was their way of trying to address that kind of big spike in second home purchases.
That was going to be my next question, Rich. I mean, we're seeing, like you said, some policy change there that will affect and hopefully improve the market for primary home buyers and first-time home buyers, that they can actually get into the market. And we're seeing tons of people in a lot of these locations where second homes are super desirable get priced out of the market. The locals can't afford to live there. I mean, you're seeing that in a bunch of resort areas in Colorado and Utah, even in Florida now, where, you know, the people that work at these places can't afford to live nearby or having to commute in, or they're getting housing from, you know, the resort, subsidized housing. And so I think silver lining here, right, that this puts, you know, more homes potentially on the market for first-time home buyers, like you said. And there's, you know, general trends and other policies that are kind of pushing that this direction. So it's hard to sympathize here with maybe people who can't now afford their second home when we have a lot of first-time home buyers who can't get into the market at all.
Yeah, most people that are buying second homes, they can afford them. You know, they just right now they're weighing, okay, is this interest rate, because it's considerably higher than a primary home interest rate, which is also high. So they're just looking at something like, is this a responsible purchase today? And if they decide yes, they're either going to finance it or they're going to pay cash. I mean, that's 40% of all second homes are bought with cash. So they're not worried about the loan level price adjustments. They're just trying to find a second home that they want and that's affordable or in their price range. So that's even hard to find today, right? Because they're being gobbled up by primary home buyers. So it's not a sad day.
Yeah.
Homes are still selling. It's just the second homes are now being moved to primary homes.
Yeah, Rich, and this is just something a little different, something interesting that we wanted to touch on for our audience out there. It's something that you can pay attention to and just know, hey, what are the macro factors that kind of affect this micro trend? And that's what we're talked about here today, is just the ideas that money is more expensive now, the ideas that the inventory, even in this market, is low for people who want to buy homes and maybe can't find them. And also that, you know, it's just a little bit harder to do now financially. So anyways, Rich, this is just something that was interesting to look at, that we want to look at kind of how these trends are affecting the market in general. Obviously, you know, more transactions in any level is good for us, good for real estate agents. But this is one area where it's just not happening like it was at the height of the pandemic, like we talked about, and for the reasons that we talked about. So Rich, before we sign off on this one today, a little bit of a light news day. Anything you want to talk about?
No, get out, purchase a home today.
Go buy your second, third home.
Don't buy your second home, buy your primary home.
Now we're funny. Yeah, we all obviously would love more transactions in the marketplace. And we are always here to coach people into the right direction. So that's what we're talking about with our people, making sure that they are not only a transaction coordinator, but also a coach, friend, and a mentor in these financial decisions for people. And so if that is the way that you do business and that you want to do your business better, we have what we think is the best network in mortgages. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can become a part of that network, click the Grow link below and we'll get you in touch with all the information that you need to know. Hey, Rich, thanks so much for joining us today. Any final words?
That's it. Get out there and buy yourself a home.
That's right. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank everyone out there for watching, listening, wherever you are. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.